Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL stars. We have a fantastic guest for you today. He hails from Louisiana State, the Raging Cajuns. Fantastic career, and you're down here. And I told you right before we went on, Kevin, and once again, Kevin Dawson. Kevin, I think these last 2 days, you've been the best player I've seen. So, one, I'm excited to get you on, and I'm excited to be able to tell you that on the show. But what's these 2 days been like for you?
It's been pretty busy, pretty hectic. A lot of people trying to get interviews and talking to me. A lot of NFL teams seem interested in me. It's an eye-opening thing to see. Just coming from a smaller school, you just don't get as much recognition out.
Always had the size? I mean, you've always been the bigger kid growing up?
Yeah, pretty much. I got to about 270 in my junior year. Then from my junior year to my senior year, I got to 315, and I've been consistent in 315.
And you move so well, man. I mean, even now, I mean, you're just a big guy. What, 315, but you're not a, slubby guy. You're just a big dude. So you play both sides of the ball, I assume, in high school?
Then
how did you kind of start trending towards the offensive side?
I really have been playing offensive line since about second grade. I only got to play defense my senior year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was fun to play defense, but that's my number one is offense all the time. O-line, guard, tackle, just played everything.
Nice.
Offensive line wise.
You feel still comfortable? I mean, if they've had the interchange now, you feel comfortable moving around?
Yeah. Nice. Feel real comfortable. And I haven't been doing left a lot, but today I did left, and I felt pretty good about it.
And again, I think you've been doing such a fantastic job out there. I mean, the power and the way you just kind of manhandle some of these guys, man. It's like, I mean, look at me. I'm half the size of you. It's like you're playing me and you're doing this against guys that are 300 pounds. For you, and you mentioned the small school or the guy, maybe not the biggest program. But, I mean, when do you kind of get the sense of what you're doing at that collegiate level on Saturdays can get you this opportunity? I mean, is there a certain game where you maybe shut down a prolific, rush end, or your coaches say, hey, Kevin, we see something in you? When do you get the sense that you can make this happen?
We started going against, we went against Mississippi State last year when they had like one of the best defenses, and we were just blocking them like they were regular people. So it's just that kind of thing kind of stuck with me, like, these are still just college people. These are still regular people. They're at school just like me. they're not doing anything different. It's just, you just got to have that mindset that you're just regular
yeah.
people.
Yeah, that's it. And the mindset, I mean, you guys are all talented. That's why you're here. But that mindset, I think, is what, gets that separation. So, I mean, you're down here. Scouts, you've probably been talking to scouts the last 2 days. I mean, they're pulling you left and right and want to know more about Kevin Dawson. I mean, what do you think they love about you on tape? If you're in the film room with them, what are they going to be like, man, you do this well, you do that well, we love this about you?
They've been complimenting my power, my run block ability. It's been pretty good to hear. Know that they've been watching my film and they can see what I'm trying to do. They see that I'm trying to bully on the field. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to move them, move the defensive player against their will. They don't want to be over here, but I'm about to make them be over here. Like, that's something I'm glad that they can see.
Is anything going notice? Anything that benefits you?
No, they've been pretty thorough in their searches. They talk about my past setting and stuff like that, and they haven't really said too much bad about me.
Film junkie, weight room warrior, anything like that?
I'm a weight room guy.
Yeah?
I'm a real weight room guy. I got lifter of the year like twice in at UL. And I feel like if I didn't do football, I would be weightlifting.
Really? What are some of the power cleans? And I mean, give us some big numbers.
I benched 515, and I squatted 635. Power clean like 355. I don't really do too many deadlifts because they say it's bad for your back. But yeah. Anything else?
And I think you, because players never forget a play. And talking about those lifts. Yesterday, didn't he? I think you got one of the guys. You guys are doing the one-on-one drill. I think you got a guy and you just kind of one-handed him over to the ground. Right?
I can't even remember.
But that happened, right? I wasn't imagining that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's Kevin just throwing a 300-pound guy just to the ground like he's my size. And you guys know how big I am. So like I said, that was impressive. The play comes into the huddle. I mean, what's your favorite play call? A lot of guys saying they like to pull and be able to get out there and...
I like, my favorite play is inside zone to where I'm the reason that the play happens.
Okay.
I like to be the reason that the play is working. And the reason we keep running it, I want to be the reason. Like, oh, Dyson blowing this guy up, let's keep running it to the right. You know, just keep on doing it, keep doing it. And I just like that type of play style.
That's awesome. How early in a game do you kind of recognize that you may have your way with, you know, doing that?
The first drive.
Really?
The first drive, you notice, you can tell if the person is a dude or somebody that you can do what you want to. Yeah, you probably feel it on the first play, really.
Really?
Yeah.
And then just from there, you just know. That probably works the opposite way. If that first draft, you know he's tough, then you know you're going to be in for a good battle.
Fight, yeah.
Yeah? That's awesome stuff, man. Again, folks, I can't tell you enough. I this guy's going to be a hot name as we move forward. I'm going to stick to it, and he's going to make us all look smart when it's all said and done. I mean, school-wise, are you still got to go back? Are you training? Are you
I graduated, but I'm training in Dallas. MJP.
Oh yeah, MJP.
Yeah.
They do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the degree. So you get to just focus solely on
football.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the plan now at MJP? I mean.
I'm working with Duke Mannyweather. Just working out down there, getting a lot of O-line specific
technique
type stuff.
Anything that you. Like, you know you have to improve on, or maybe the scouts are saying, like...
Yeah, probably on my left side, because I'm mostly a right-sided player. Working on my left side and quickness, foot quickness during the pass, stuff like that.
Excellent stuff, man. I don't want to keep raving about how much I loved watching you these last 2 days, but people are going to be like, come on, man. But I'm telling you, it was fabulous out there. Fabulous, I'm telling you. 75 was just dominating. And this is one thing I can tell you, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But usually when guys like you come down to one of these games and you start to excel and showcase yourself, it just seems like it's just a wave that you guys ride all the way to the draft. It just seems like everything keeps just falling into place. So you're off to a great start. So hopefully that continues, Kevin. Before we let you go, and we appreciate your time today, we call it three and out. Just a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. The Raging Cajuns, let's take us inside that locker room. Who had the most bizarre, maybe funny nickname of you or your teammates, and how'd they get it?
Let me think. I can't even think of. Let me think. Somebody's like crazy. It's blanking me right now. Because I know we got at least 4 to 5 people with a good name. I can't even think of that.
Do you have one?
I don't have one. They just call me Dotson. They can call me Dot, Big Dot, K Dot.
Big K Dot.
Variations. Just anything they can. They just calling me anything.
Any rituals?
For me, it's just to almost act like I don't have a game.
Okay.
Just keep it out of my head. Because I'm a guy that kind of will overthink things.
Okay.
So I put it out of my head just... This is a normal day. We about to go to a practice. I'm just regular, just talking to everybody, being good with everybody. I don't want to be the person sitting in the corner like, I'm going to be focused.
Yeah.
I'm focused, but, you know, I don't want to be too where I can outthink myself for the game.
Definitely.
Stuff like that.
Fair enough. And then the final one, I love this question just because the big linemen, you guys are the big eaters, the big guys. You, maybe a teammate, who's the biggest eater of that Raging Cajun unit? And what's the most impressive meal?
It's probably me and, I don't know if you heard of Robert. You heard of Robert Hunt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We went to this place called Pluckers. It's a wing joint.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And they have, like, all-you-can-eat wings on just on Tuesdays. And we went there one time with all our friends, and everybody else was eating, like, 25, 30. And me and Rob ended up eating 50 wings apiece. And they weren't small wings. They were, like, they were some of the big wings that you, like, that's the ones you want, but 50 of them. It was... We were miserable afterwards.
Okay, I was going to say, were you miserable at least?
Yeah, we was driving back. That's about a 45-minute drive back. And we just like, you can't even lay up straight. You can't bend over. It's just bad.
I love that question because, like I said, some of the responses I get, like we had a kid from North Carolina. He said one of his guys, he ate a whole Domino's pizza, and then he ate the a sub from Domino's. Then he had the cinnamon treats.
Mm-hmm.
He had the whole meal by himself. So, well, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by again. I think you've been doing great. I can't wait to watch you continue that success. But we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and continue success to you, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Once again, that is Kevin Dawson here on the C2.
Calls the Pro NFL Draft exclusive.